joined now by Coach Rand Chapel, head coach for the Busters. Coach, as we take a look at here, another performance tonight that we're not able to take care of the basketball, not able to hit shots, and really kind of get in any kind of flow or rhythm, and we end up losing this one. I mean, we tried to make a run down the end, but, of course, the very end of the ball game, just couldn't get over the hump when we got it down there to 17 on several occasions. But tough when you can't hit big shots on the road.
Yeah, I thought, you know, kind of interesting that we started that way. You know, at halftime, they were shooting 41%. We were shooting 38%. And so, you know, as I told our guys, I'm not sure it was all shooting. You know, we ended up, we turned the ball over way too much. And they had a huge margin there. The boards they had us 18 to 10, which is a big margin. The foul line, they were 11 for 13, and we were 5 for 13. So, you know, to me, you can almost it's nice to make some shots, and we need to. You know what I mean? That's kind of the final piece of the puzzle as far as I'm concerned, is making some shots. But, you know, first things first, we got to be able to rebound the ball, and we got to be able to take care of it and be able to execute a few things. And, you know, we were lacking in all those areas in the first half. We, you know, on the first play of the game, Jade comes over on the side holding his foot, which he broke his foot and was out most of the first semester. So that was not a positive way to start the game as far as the mentality that went on. And I guess TJ got him checked out, and he ended up playing and doing okay. You know, Joe twists his ankle pretty good mid-first half or so. And in between, it seemed like every guy we had two fouls. And, you know, usually you try to rest guys with two fouls in the first half. So, you know, we ended up playing some random lineups. But at the same time, like I told him at the half, you know, picking on individual guys, and I'm really not even doing that, but, you know, Mike gets scored on, and he puts his hands right in the guy's back and gives him an extra free throw. And Jake comes in and gives us three, four, five good, decent minutes, but he ends up getting a flagrant foul, which they make both free throws, get the ball back and score again, cost us about 4 points. And, you know, we miss, you know, Terry Webb is whatever he shot, he was shooting 90-something percent for the year from the foul line and misses three in a row. And Jade goes up and gets fouled and misses two in a row. And like I said, I'm not challenging anybody's jump shot or vertical leap or crossover dribble. It's simple things we're talking about. You know what I mean? Being smart enough not to kick a person in the leg or not push them in the back when they're shooting a free throw or shooting a layup. Or, you know, even just trying to hand the ball back and forth out on the court and we just lose it. So, you know, we got to clean up a lot of basics. And if you clean up the basics, I'm not sure it's the big things. Although, you know, it would be nice to shoot it better. But I'm not sure it's the big things as much as the little things a lot of times.
Exactly. And little things add up to a lot of big things here. But nevertheless, not able to take care of the basketball. It just seemed, you know, we had 11 turnovers in the first half. We ended up with 19 for the ball game that I had. I believe the official, I think, was certainly very close to that. 17 is what they say. So maybe I had us for a couple of extra there. But I don't know, the turnovers just seem to be, they're unforced for the most part.
Yeah, you know, it's you look at our two-point guards. Frank had six and Terry has three, so that's nine out of the guys you're trying to get the ball in their hands. And to be honest, I don't know that we have anybody else. So, you know, as we tell them, they got to be more responsible. They got to take. Me and Frank had a long talk this week about not a very good assist to turnover ratio in the first eight games, and it would be huge to turn it around in this next eight. And you know, if he could turn that around, it might turn around our record. You know, I don't think it's for lack of trying, but at the same time, you know, like late in the first half, we ran a drag play, we call it, and tried to penetrate in the gap. And I thought he had Terry open in the corner, which Terry has been shooting the three-point shot pretty well, made four tonight, and we don't quite get it there. And then he comes down the lane, and they step in front for the charge, or they step in front to stop his drive and kind of have the, it looks like the dump pass to Jade on the baseline, but we end up shooting it. So just a lot of decisions that we're not quite getting right, and, you know, until we do, it may not be very good, you know. And and I say that there's small improvements that you can make, and you know, I think we've, you know, improved an area here and there. The most positive thing I could say tonight is I thought our guys kept playing. You know, it's easy to throw in the towel in the second half and walk out of here with a 41-point loss or just get totally embarrassed. And they did keep competing, and I guess with a layup at the buzzer, we got it back to 14, which is nothing. No, there's no consolation prize other than, for me personally, I like to see my guys not put it in the tank, and I didn't think they did that. I thought they kept competing, and I talked to him afterwards. You know, I told him there was no reason to recap the 37 mistakes I did at halftime that were the ones I just mentioned a while ago from just dumb plays, you know, that that we lost it. Second half, you know, we ended up 13 of 26 from the foul line. I think we missed another how many ever we missed in the second half. And some of our better shooters that did it. And as I look down, actually, Frank's 8 for 8. So you take him out of there and we're 5 for 18, everybody else. So, you know, we didn't make free throws. Jade missed a dunk. You know, just giveaways, you know, so it's got to be corrected. And, you know, we don't have the easiest patsy coming in to do it against.
No, it's a huge challenge coming into Perryman Athletic Complex next Wednesday, the number one team in the nation, the Hutchinson Blue Dragons. They were getting challenged tonight by Dodge City, but I think they were certainly going to finish out and get that win, so we'll remain up there at the top. Thought or two about Hutch, because when we went down there, we played them tough at their place at the sports arena.
Well, they obviously have an excellent team. They got a lot of good offensive players. The Allen kid at the guard, I think, might be a little bit the difference maker. You know, it seems like he's got another level when he needs it. Davis is a skilled guy in our league for his size. They all can put it in the basket, and that seems to be a little bit the difference for them. I think the 65 points we held them to is their lowest point total of the year. You know, give them all the credit. There's a million things to prepare for, but I think we also got to look in the mirror as much as anything and clean up some of our own basic stuff. And, you know, if we clean it up, play with great enthusiasm, you know, I guess we might be able to make a game of it. That's the plan.